Paddy has got a feel of Kerry again. It was a similar sort of finish from maybe a similar sort of position.
I think the Kerry game actually probably we were more controlled against Kerry than today. I always felt that game was going to very much depend on midfield, and when we were on top middle of the field we seemed to be going well, but when Donegal got a grip of the midfield towards the end there, especially in break ball, we struggled, and they were able to hit us in the break a few times as well, and they got us off.
The goal off a kick out and obviously the two pointer, I think maybe Kieran Thompson's, they were maybe the biggest scores of all, Paddy.
They were, and the felt sorry for Conor Glass. He did it to keep the ball in play, and looking back he'd probably let the ball go and head out, but the goal swung the game. I thought we were in a good spot up to that. Even Donegal were coming up and they were getting a score, we were going back up the field, we were working a score, so it looked as if we were going to be able to be okay, but the goal just momentum swung towards them, and then as I said they started to get a sense around midfield, and we couldn't get our hands in the ball. I mean, even when we did get our hands in the ball, we couldn't make anything of it. Brendan and McAvoy were two lads that were playing really well, and we had to take both of them off, and they're two very experienced players. It meant then we had to reshuffle the defence again and put in a couple of players now. You can't really do it, players, especially coming down the home straight in a big match to get. Brendan was having a really good game in Oisin Gallen. It seemed to be able to mark him well, but and Owen was doing okay on Dara Boyle too, so it's just disappointing that we lost them. I'd like to see how the game would have panned out with them on the pitch, but it didn't work out that way. Michael really committed in the last 10 minutes too. You're fair enough, it was Brendan seemed to have his measure, but it just seems a minute we're just getting that wee bit of a run. Hopefully this will clear up quickly and we'll get ready for next match.
You have 2 weeks, thankfully, but I suppose you don't know injury situation, who's going to be available in 2 weeks, but it's at least you have it to get.
Well,
we have,
and the good thing of the league for this team, for this Derry team, is we are loving players. You know, even there's Cathal McMonagall comes back in today as well. Patrick McGurk come on today, did okay when he came into the game. Dan Higgins had a super game for his first big start. Like, you know, so we are blooding players. Niall Loughlin come back in, getting a good game under his belt. Patrick McGrogan's another match under his belt. So that's in this part of the process too. I think this league is really going to go down to that, is blooding players, getting used to the new rules, getting used to the new system. And it really is, it looks very much like that in terms of the squad for the season. I think I've known this from day that one of the limitations of Derry for this last few seasons has been a limited squad. If you lost a couple of players, then maybe when you go to the bench there wasn't enough maybe experienced players on it. So our key is you have to give boys game time during the National League to see that you could call upon them in the Championship, and that's a big part of the process here at the minute. And now I'm delighted for that. So I'm delighted for Dan Glynn, Marty Bradley, another good game today at cornerback. And it's just week on week you're trying to do that, because you're going to need them as the season goes on. We're seeing the last three matches in the bounce. Kieran McFaul and Niall Toner weren't available today because of injuries from the last day out. So that's the way it's going to roll. So I think as part of the plan, it's actually working okay. We're getting players exposure to this type of football. But it is disappointing because we'd like to win games doing that. Unfortunately, we're not doing that. Well, this is always going to be a very tough game today. I think in fairness, coming into Donegal, who are notoriously hard to beat at home, was a game that you wouldn't be banking on at the start of the year. Now, when you're 10 minutes to go there, you're looking really good. You're saying, right, maybe get something out of it. But we probably know in our hearts that the two games left, the Mayo game and the Armagh game, are going to determine our future. But this league is so competitive. I think you maybe look back at later, earlier matches where we could have got something out of it as well. But listen, we're showing plenty of heart. They're playing well today. The players, you couldn't ask any more in terms of, you know, determination and work rate. So you still have to pick the positives out of it as well. Maybe it is a wee bit to do with conditioning, maybe depth of squad, maybe it's the fact that just the way the thing is, we're just not getting those wee breaks at the moment. But like, there's no excuses. You know, we didn't ask for any excuses here today. We went hard at it. The players went as well as they possibly could. We just weren't good enough to finish the game out.
Was Kieran McFaul and Nathan close today, or is that maybe looking at a game further down the lane, or were they just out?
Well, Kieran and Niall both have injuries, and I don't know whether any of them will make it back to the next match, but you know, we're supposed now looking towards Championship for both those players.